There's one word comes to mind. Self-respect. Respecting oneself. Having boundaries, healthy boundaries. But if someone disrespects you, intentionally disrespects you, repetitively disrespects you, and you have self-respect and you love and respect yourself enough, you're going to put healthy boundaries down. You know? Arm's length, sometimes greater. Someone blatantly disrespects you over and over and over again. Take it for what it's worth. They have no respect for you. There's no kindness. There's no compassion. There's no respect. And I think people who blatantly time and time and time and time and time again disrespect people, that's a character flaw within themselves. There is some highly driven things going on behind the scenes that you, my friend, are never going to know. You're never going to find out. Because some people take issues and problems and things going on in their life and they will take it to that grave. They will bury themselves without having closure, figuring out what's bothering them, getting some inner peace, you know, releasing whatever's holding them down and that weight on their shoulders. I don't get it. I really don't. I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't. Respecting other people goes a long way. Sometimes it doesn't mean you gotta like somebody. Nobody said you have to like everybody in this world. And if you try to be that person and try to like everybody in this world, I'm telling you, you're not living a normal life. You're living a farce because not everybody likes everybody. But the difference between being a bigger person and adult is you may have your differences. You may not like somebody, but you still hold your own. You can still be a mature adult, walk in a room, and still be okay. Nod your head. As I always say, bid adieu. Well, wish you well. Doesn't mean you may not like somebody. You may have your differences with people. You may have a beef with somebody, okay? But good adulting and a mature person who has self-respect and respect from others knows that sometimes the bigger adult, the biggest adult in the room, holds their tongue. And that goes for a lot of things in life, no matter where they're at. Sometimes you may get an encounter, a situation, you may not like somebody, but you have decency, morals about yourself, self-respect, and you're still able to be present even if you don't agree with someone or like someone. That's just good adulting. Self-respect is everything. If you don't love and respect yourself enough and you continuously let somebody disrespect you over and over and over again, like I said before, you are that oriental rug in that antique store that's been walked on for many, many years, many, many decades, for hundreds of years, whatnot. You are that oriental rug, and you are better than the oriental rug. You deserve some decency. You deserve respect. And if you let somebody disrespect you time and time again, and you don't start taking a stand for yourself and place some boundaries, it'll never change. Someone, and you give someone the right to disrespect you, and they continue disrespecting you, they're never, ever going to change. I'm telling you, they will never change. Never. Someone who's changing for the better, that's wanting to become a better version of themselves, first of all, they own up, fess up to all their screw-ups in life. And nobody's perfect. But an adult that's maturing and growing and evolving and changing for the better, but they take ownership. And it may not happen right away, but you'll see the change and you'll see a daily change. They're not the same person. But sometimes people walk around with so much baggage that there is no respect for anybody. And they may blatantly disrespect you time and time and time and time again because you become that bullseye in that oriental rug because you're allowing them to disrespect you. Go to hell. Go to hell. Ever had somebody tell you go to hell? Because if you have, whoever's telling you to go to hell doesn't respect you. They don't respect you. Responding back, you go to hell. Probably not an adult thing to do. Probably not. But let's just face it. Somebody out of left field, and you're adulting, says, go to hell. You go to hell. And you say, no, you go to hell. May have thrown you off, first of all. You may have been in for a little shock. But don't become that other person. Be bigger and better than that. Because if somebody's telling you to go to hell, that's not respecting you. That's disrespecting you. And that's not, has nothing to do with you. There's something going on with that other person. Maybe a whole lot that you're not seeing. But we all screw up and mess up, right? Maybe a response of, you go to hell, is probably not the response to have as an adult. Probably not. But we all screw up. Make right with yourself. But if you blatantly disrespect someone time and time again, you don't respect them, you can't hold your tongue, and you can't make amends, and you can't take ownership, and you can't ever fess up when you screw up and mess up, and you're throwing the blame game to Timbuktu and back on anybody who has 2 feet and walks the face of the earth, there's something going on. Self-respect goes a long way. When you love yourself enough and respect yourself, you will not take disrespect from anyone. I promise you that. You will not be disrespected because you know you deserve better. And that stance and the foot and the boundaries go down, period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's learned behavior from trials and tribulations. You may have gone through a lot of, not going to hell, but you've literally been to hell. You may have gone through a lot of hell in your life. And that makes you and turns you in and should, by your experiences, turn you on one hell of a strong-ass person. I'm a strong-ass woman. Wasn't born that way. I was made that way by trials and tribulations and overcoming time and time and time again. When my head felt like it was held underwater, I pushed myself back up. When I was knocked on the ground, I got back up, I dusted my feet off, got up and said, all right, I'll have another, because if I can get through this, I'm going to get through it. The next step and the next step and the next trial and tribulation, and I'm going to keep going. And every time you successfully maneuver through another hurdle in life, another difficult time, another challenge, that just makes you that hell of a lot stronger as a human being. You'll be changing, evolving, and growing for the better. But most importantly, the self-respect continues building and evolving and maturing and you are going to create healthy boundaries for yourself, because if someone's blatantly disrespecting you and you allow it to continue, you enable. Don't be an enabler. It is okay as adults to have disagreements and not see eye to eye. But don't take the low road. Go to hell. Don't take the low road. Take the high road. Rear yourself back, because you're working off emotion. It's not good. It's not good. Once again, I'll say, number one thing that causes heart attacks in the world, look it up online, stress, holding things back. That causes heart attacks. Stress alone kills, causes heart attacks, among a million other complications if you have a pre-existing condition. Self-respect is everything. Here we go once again. Self-respect. Go to hell! Not only is that not respecting others, you're not respecting yourself. We all screw up, mess up, own up, slip up. And I am no saint. I am a sinner like everybody else. And I've had my fair share of slip ups, own ups, screw ups. But the difference is that I'm a part of my life now. I've got no problem taking ownership. And I will gladly do it. Because that's called growing, evolving, maturing, and being a respectful, respected, self-respect, righteous adult. And if I mess up, I own up. So, why are you not changing? Why are you not changing? Why are you not changing? Why are all of you not changing? Why are you not changing back there? You in the corner, you over here, all of you over there. What's holding you back from being a better version of yourself right this second than you were just a few moments ago?